Recorded Books presents All That It Takes by Nicole Deese. Narrated by James Babson and Libby McKnight. Chapter 1. Val. As the door to our new life swung open, and my 10-year-old son rushed across the threshold to explore the second-story apartment, the "you break it, you buy it" policy flashed across my mind like a hazard warning. Because this wasn't just any rental property we were considering today. No, this one happened to be owned by my best friend's twin brother, a complication I hadn't anticipated when I'd agreed to take a job that would move us 1,000 miles from the only place we'd ever called home. "Hey, Tucker, slow down a bit, okay? This isn't our house," I called out. As my son disappeared into one of the two bedrooms, I could see from my stance near the front door. Molly moved to stand beside me, studying my profile like a paid-by-the-hour detective, as my gaze trailed over the sparsely furnished open-concept floor plan for the first time. I worked to keep my expression light, pleasant even. After all, it wasn't her fault that I still mourned the loss of the idyllic townhouse I'd researched online for hours before securing it with a deposit last month. Nor was it her fault that the same idyllic townhouse had been sold for cash only 5 days ago by the owners who'd emailed me a simple, "We're sorry for the inconvenience," along with a bank receipt of my return deposit check. "I know it's not totally comparable to the townhouse you loved on Garden Street, but I've always thought of this upstairs apartment as classically cute with a side of quirkiness. But there's no pressure to say yes. The decision is yours to make, Val." Molly spoke in the same cautiously bright tone she'd been using with me ever since the night I called her distressed over not being able to find another rental in my price range before our move date from Skagway, Alaska, to Spokane, Washington. But before I could even suggest a delay to our moving timeline, Molly had cut in with an invitation for us to stay with her and Silas in their guest room for however long it takes to find the perfect home for you and Tuck. And though her offer was kind and generous, I could read the undercurrent of low-level panic between the words she wasn't giving voice to. "If you don't come now, you likely never will." And I wasn't sure she would have been wrong. "I'd offer to show you around," she said with a sweeping arm gesture. "But I'm guessing you'd rather take a self-guided tour?" I smiled up at her. "You really don't mind if I wander on my own for a minute?"
"Not at all," she waved me on. "I know how you like time to think. Just pretend I'm not here, okay? Unless you have a question about something, then I'll gladly reappear."
She perched on the arm of a long green sofa and slipped her phone out of her purse, likely scanning through a lengthy list of missed notifications. Of the many hats Molly wore, property manager wasn't a common one. But seeing as her brother Miles was currently out of the country on business, she'd taken on the temporary role as his stand-in landlord until his return, whenever that was.
"Thanks. I won't take long."
As much as I enjoyed Molly's positivity and enthusiasm, I needed to think logically about this important next step without being influenced by her good intentions. Accepting the marketing position she'd offered me at her latest business with a worthy cause was one thing, but selecting my first home with Tucker was something else entirely. When I'd said yes to this job, I'd promised him somewhere special, somewhere worth the tearful goodbyes to his grandparents and the subsequent long-distance relationships to come for us all, somewhere worthy of uprooting our entire lives for. A familiar wave of nausea swelled inside me as the doubts crept in once again. I pressed a tight fist to the tender joint in my left hip. My muscles were extra stiff from travel, and likely from a night spent wrestling through anxieties not even a promising salary could rectify completely. Because while my new job would provide...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?